Welcome to the Wisdom Coalition podcast, designed to show you how to change your mindset so you can find more joy in every aspect of your life.
Today's episode is brought to you by Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All Companion Pets.
Joy for All Companion Pets provide joy, comfort, and interactive companionship to your aging loved ones and peace of mind for your family.
Go to agelessinnovation.com or joyforall.com for more information.
Special thanks to WFMZ-TV, and thank you for listening. I'm Nancy Wertheen.
And I'm Kim Howie. We invite you to experience the life-changing power of joy with us.
Well, hello to Peoria, Illinois, Willimantic, Connecticut, and Burlington, New Jersey.
Ooh, shout out to Burlington, New Jersey. That's where we lived when my girls were born. Uh-huh. Yeah, and sending love to Doaketown, Canada, Falkirk in the UK, and Cairo. Thank you. In Egypt.
Sorry, we're getting like a total like geography lesson with this podcast. A lot of times I'm like, that's a tough one.
I feel like I should know that, but I was like,
it's spelled different. It's spelled different than you would think.
Right.
It's
a little phonetic spelling next time, please.
Okay. Just kidding. All right. Well, I've got a secret.
Ooh, do tell.
No way. It's a secret.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you got me there. But, you know, I can keep it secret.
I know you can. I know you can. But it's a secret, so it's staying secret. For now, anyway.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? It's almost Halloween. And I know we have listeners all over the world, as we said, even though we can't pronounce where they come from.
Right.
But Halloween is actually celebrated in a lot of other countries besides the U.S. And I didn't realize this. Like Canada, the U.K., Ireland, and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you like to dress up?
Well, I like to dress up in fancy clothes and go to fun places, but not necessarily in costumes.
Yeah, me neither. But if I do dress up, I'm keeping it a secret. Just kidding. You know I tell you everything, so I don't have a secret, actually, because you know everything.
I know. I was going to say, and I'm really honored to be the secret keeper. I like when you open up and share with me.
Thank you.
So, you know, we also know that study after study shows that keeping secrets is detrimental, not only to our mental, but also to our physical well-being.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about secrets today. We know that secrets can destroy relationships and even make you physically sick with anxiety, headaches, and digestive problems even. So we have a great guest to talk about this subject with us today. She is Elizabeth McCourt. She's a global leadership executive coach, and she did a TEDx talk called Why You Should Spill Your Secrets. Thanks so much for being with us, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you both. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Elizabeth, what made you pick this subject to speak about secrets? I mean, that's a really interesting topic.
It started actually as an essay. I was getting my MFA, and a professor said, you know, what's the biggest secret that you ever told? Or you've never told, actually. You've never told. And write it in an essay. And so I wrote this essay and found it to be incredibly cathartic. And then when I got this very unique opportunity to be a TED Talk, it was staring right at me that this would be a really important piece that I could do. And I had actually worked through it myself. So I thought if I could put it together like that, it might be helpful to a few people.
And, you know, you are a global leadership executive. I mean, would you say this subject of secrets is not just important to our personal lives, but also our business lives?
I do think that if you're a leader and you can show some vulnerability, I was actually just in a session and working with the group, and it's interesting if you have the courage to bring an issue up that you're having trouble with, the likelihood is that most other people in the room have the same issue and it can see it from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So to realize you're not alone is probably one of the most highly beneficial things to tell us, you know, to share a secret.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's interesting, of course, because we keep our secrets secret, right? Because we're afraid of what others might think, you know, if they were to hear them, right? So can you talk a little bit then about, you know, what is the value, what makes it valuable to sort of hold the secrets of other people?
And I think we can, I mean, probably for the both of you, I know you have that relationship that you can share those important details. And I think trust is a really powerful element in this, is it's not about just blathering on all your secrets everywhere. But if you can confide in someone and show that you trust them, and I think that really builds connection, builds loyalty, and builds more trust in that relationship, whatever that relationship may be, whether it's, you know, personally or professionally.
Yeah. And I know in your TED Talk, you talked about a friend who told you a secret that she had and how that propelled your relationship with her.
Yeah. And I think when she told me that secret, and of course, when you watched the TED Talk, and just to know that I did have permission from her to share that, because it was a very powerful and intense secret. She truly thought that I would think differently of her, that if she shared this this one thing, that it would change our relationship. And to this day, it has made us closer because it didn't change the way I felt about her. In fact, it brought us closer. And I do find that when someone has the courage to share something with you, there's not disdain, but there's respect.
Yeah. And I think that's a common feeling.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, and I was just going to say, I know from, you know, the times that we've shared secrets with each other, it feels like a huge honor to be trusted with something that someone else is holding so dearly, you know, secret to them.
I think you're right about that. And interestingly, my call just before speaking with the both of you, a group, someone shared something that was quite powerful, and it changed the whole dynamic of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And it was a much richer conversation by the courage this person had to share something that actually was a secret that they were not sharing with a larger group, but they felt psychological safety. And so they were able to share this. And it really was, I think, actually made for a better conversation. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we talk about why we should spill our secrets, and we touched upon it a little bit in the beginning, it takes a lot of energy to hold a secret, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Mm. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you make up a story behind the secret, and then mm-hmm. the secret gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and welcome an imposter syndrome of telling that secret. But when you release it, and I found this to be true of myself, you go, oh, I guess it wasn't a big deal, but it was a big deal to me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we talk a lot about Brené Brown uses this verbiage of the story I made up in my head.
Mm-hmm. And exactly.
I think that that's what happens with a secret, right? Like you said, it sort of snowballs, and in your own mind, you've made it so much bigger, and you're wrapping around it all these assumptions of what other people will think of the secret and mm-hmm. of you when mm-hmm. they hear it.
Yeah, I love the work of Brené Brown and the power of vulnerability. I think that, you know, as people, as leaders, it takes a lot of courage. But I think you give that to other people. It's just such a model of courage and vulnerability and openness. And let's face it, we really do need that in this world.
Yeah, yeah. Just one second, Elizabeth. I just need to thank our sponsor, Ageless Innovation, makers of joy for all companion pets. And hopefully you know by now that we have a special coupon code for listeners of the Wisdom Coalition. It's WISDOM15, and you can get 15% off your very own Joy for All companion pet. You know that these are amazing, realistic cats and dogs that are so lifelike, and they're really to inspire fun and play and give companionship to older adults. So go to joyforall.com for more information. So Elizabeth, you know, I wonder, why do you think we don't talk about secrets more as a society, as people, and the importance of telling them, but not only telling them, but holding them with really reverence when someone shares one with you?
I think it's so interesting with our digital society, because it does feel like people are sharing so much. Mm-hmm. There's so much in, you know, the Facebook and Instagram and all the media platforms, that it does seem like people are more open. But is it the truth? There's mm-hmm. There's a curated image. I mean, isn't there? There are, you know, certainly, what's really being put out there is a marketing image. And is it the full truth? Maybe, maybe not. Is everyone, you know, I think a lot of people have issue with, if you look at all of that, there's this high bar of perfection And when you're, I think my, the next book I'm writing is really about, you know, being that refreshingly flawed person, that it's not perfect. And that is actually a little bit more interesting to not have it be perfect, but to be resilient and to have it not be so, I guess, what is perfection anyway?
Right.
That's my question.
Yeah, if you find out, let me know.
That's so funny. Well, and I was just going to say, you know, I also think on the opposite end of the spectrum, right? You know, when you're talking about social media, how people are trying to put this, you know, sort of perfect image out. But there's also that tendency to sometimes share too much information, right? And so there, I think there's something to figuring out, you know, when it's appropriate to share, who it's appropriate to share with, and not just sort of think of it as a way of hotwiring connection with people by just sort of spilling everything you've got. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I do. And I'm sure we've all met people who share something and you go, wow, I don't know you. Why did you know, that's really too much information. And I think, you know, that to be mindful of, you know, depending on the context of what you're sharing in a professional situation, it's quite different than if you're sharing something with a friend. And so being not censoring yourself, but being mindful of the audience to what you're sharing, and have you actually processed something before you share, and who are you sharing with, and do you trust that audience? I mean, it sounds like a lot of context to think about before you share something, but to share something very, very personal might be okay to share with a very good friend, but in an office setting, it might be inappropriate and make people uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know that you talk about self-limiting beliefs, and I'm thinking to myself of how holding on to a secret, you know, impacts the limits that we then perceive that we have, right? So if we're holding on to this secret and then in our minds we're like, well, because I am XYZ because of this thing, right? That may not be true, but you never tell anybody to be able to balance the scales, so to speak. So how can processing our secrets in a safe, trusting manner help us let go of self-limiting beliefs?
It's such a good, and I think Brené talks about this a lot, and I do as well, is that how do you become the best version of whoever you are, flaws and all? And if I believe, you know, like, what's the story? If I'm telling myself that, you know, I'm not tall enough, or I'm not qualified enough, or I'm not smart enough, whatever it is for someone, I think the question to ask is, you know, is that really true? Like, is that really true? And if it's not true, it's really something that is putting an invisible line in front of you and saying, don't cross that line. So what would be, it's to think of what's the worst thing that could happen if you just move forward from whatever it is that you felt was holding you. What's the worst thing? You could fail. You could succeed, you could figure out something different. And I think this is all goes into that core resilience that we need to build within ourselves. Either you're naturally resilient or you can flex it like a workout.
I love that. And you're just continuing to ask yourself that question, and then what? And then what? Right? Mm. And so what? So what if that happens? Then what? You know, and really unraveling that story that you've made up, that things would just be completely horrible if you crossed over that line, right? Like you said. But I'm wondering if you can speak a little bit about, you know, what it is that happens to us when we keep secrets inside.
Yeah, I think I think that sort of bottled up self-sabotaging belief. I mean, for me, when I shared my secret, I realized that I was indeed maybe holding myself back in some way. I think you won't take chances. Mm-hmm. You'll hold yourself back from chances. Perhaps you'll censor yourself from a possible opportunity with either career-wise, job-wise, connection-wise. So it's all sort of limiting your own possibilities, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think that, gosh, it's sort of that wave of relief. I think once you say that secret, all of a sudden you're like, wow, my shoulders are a little bit less up to my ears. And there's both that mental relief, and then you feel that physical relief of being able to be a little bit more free. From getting that out. There's no one likes to be kind of bottled up. So it's a lot of pressure. It takes a lot of energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wondered if you could just talk quick about, so if somebody came to us and said, I have to tell you something, you know, about me, as your friend did and you talked about in the TED Talk, how do you suggest that we handle, you know, holding that secret with them and for them?
You know, I think this is about really communicating and learning how to listen. I think in our busy lives, number one, that we, you know, we can kind of listen. We can listen intently. We can look someone in the eye and really listen to them. So I think giving them that gift of intently listening to them. And then sometimes it's not about solving the problem. I think a lot of us tend to go to solution, but maybe just asking that person what they need. Maybe it's just to listen. Maybe it's not even to give advice or anything, but to not assume, to ask that person how, you know, what they can do to support you when you share something like that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think you're right. You know, just holding the space for someone else's pain is incredibly powerful. And also really hard to do, because I think, like you said, you know, we want to sort of jump in and sort of clean it up for them, you know, and provide the solution or sort of help them in some way sort of release any of their negative emotions around it. But really just being empathetic and feeling with them, I think, is really important.
Yeah. And I particularly learned that when I became a coach, is that it's not consultative sometimes. It's just about holding that space. And there is... it is incredible when someone can hold some space for you and just let you be and not judge you and not try and fix you or solve it. There is something incredibly powerful about that, as you said.
Yeah, and almost sacred.
Yeah.
In a way. Well, awesome. You've given us a lot to think about. And we thank you so much. Tell folks where they can find you, please.
Oh, you can find me at my website is McCourtLeadership.com. Mm-hmm. And I am also on Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn too. So really, if you just, it's Elizabeth McCourt. It's MC and then court, like courtroom, as a kid told me a very long time ago as a lawyer. And, oh, Miss McCourt in court. And I said, oh, that's good. So I do that for spelling sometimes.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you both for having me.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks again to our sponsor, Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All companion pets, providing joy, comfort, and interactive companionship to aging loved ones and peace of mind to their families. Go to agelessinnovation.com or joyforall.com for more information.
Until next time, remember, stay connected to your why, feel your core energy with joy, and live your life from the inside out.
Thanks for listening. We hope you find some joy today.